Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in bed.
Fully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joe Fortenbaugh is our man in Vegas. He's brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. You can, of course, see Joe weeknights on the Four Letter Network, the Daily Wager Show weekends on the radio, and, of course, this weekend, oh, this is special, he's going to be part of the mega cast for the Ravens Titans on Sunday. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, happy new year. It's been a few weeks. It's crazy what can take place and how much can change in such a short amount of time. The last time we spoke, we were heading into, I got to say, what, week 16? And optimism, shall we say, was not too high regarding the Chicago Bears, nor should it have been. It looked like it had been a struggle of a season, but now we're actually going to be talking about the Bears in the playoffs. I can't believe how it swung at the end of the season, but taking advantage of the opponents that they had in front of them, Houston, Minnesota, Jacksonville, now here we are. What's the mood like in the Windy City today heading into this matchup?
Back it up.
Yeah.
You know, we understand the bandwagon. It's going to go in reverse all the way to Tampa, Joe. That's the attitude.
I don't know if optimism is the right word, Joe. I think that probably realism. There's a lot of realism
right.
In Chicago.
It's a tough matchup. I mean, you're catching 10 points on the road against the Saints. The good news here is that this isn't the traditional playoff visit to the Voodoo Dome with the crowd noise and the hostile environment. If you got to go to New Orleans in any situation, this is the situation to do it. Kamara, probably going to play. Michael Thomas, probably going to play. Not going to be at 100%. If I was looking at props in this game, I'd probably look to Michael Thomas's under on receiving yards. I think the number will probably be inflated a bit. People will be excited that he's coming back and that he's going to provide this big boost. But what, the timeline just magically worked out where he was going to be 100% healthy exactly the moment they started the playoffs? No. He's probably better than he was, but I don't think he's 100%. The game here, before we jump into everything else, I think the play you're going to see from the sharper guys is going to be on the under. There are a lot of money's been coming in on the under in several games. That's probably seen the most movement throughout. This is down to about 47. When you look at the matchup here, New Orleans, obviously, I'm sure you guys have talked about this all week, brings an all-world defense to the table. And when you look at the Bears splits this season, they've had success offensively when they've gone against average to below average defenses. But then when they step up in class, that's when they struggle to consistently move the ball down the field and put the ball in the end zone. And then conversely with New Orleans, as good as they've been this year, they're not the offense we remember from 10 years ago with Drew Brees taking deep shots down the field. This Chicago defense is going to come to play. You put 47 points up there. That's a huge number. You're going to see a lot of guys, the smarter guys, playing the under in this one.
That surprises me a little bit. Hey, Joe, look, it's a great weekend, right? And we should let everyone know this segment with Joe brought to you by Foot First Podiatry, fixing feet beautifully. Is the fix in on any of these games? Let's start with Saturday. I mean, it's a two triple headers. Come on.
All right, so let's work through the card. I've got a little something on every game because I know everyone's going to want to be wagering on these games. And, honestly, I'm going to be all over the place with every game. And then we'll hit the national championship at the end if you want. So game number one, it's going to be Buffalo and Indianapolis. Game sitting Buffalo 6.5, total of 51. I'm not getting in front of that Buffalo freight train. No way. They covered 8 straight at the end of the season. The only game they lost in, like, the last 2 months was on the Hail Mary in Arizona. So there's no case I'm going to come on and make for the Indianapolis Colts right now. What I am going to play is Buffalo in the first half, -3.5. They've been an absolute juggernaut in the first half of games. They've got the third best scoring margin in the entire NFL in the first half. The only teams that have been better and beaten down the opposition by more points in the first half this year are the Packers and the Ravens, two very good football teams, as we know, so they're in good company there. Conversely, Indianapolis ranks 24th in scoring defense in the first half. They don't exactly fire from the gates. Buffalo has a habit of getting up on its opposition and then putting them in a bad spot. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 there in that scenario. Indy's pass defense has been suspect this year in terms of yards per average allowed. It's some of the worst in the league. Buffalo is a very vertical passing attack. That's where I think this game is going to be determined, whether or not Indy is able to avoid getting shredded by Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and everything the Bills have to offer. Play number one, Buffalo -3.5 in the first half. Play number two, Rams and Seahawks. I got a few things I like here, so I'll try to rapid fire through it. First and foremost for the game, I'm going to play the under. Try to get anything better than 42. 42.5 is out there. 42 is a key number when it comes to totals. It's been a tale of two seasons for the Seattle Seahawks. If you look at what they did the first half of the year in terms of offensive production, it was like 30 points a game. Last 8 games of the season, it dropped all the way down to about 23. Defensively, first 8 games of the year, they were giving up 30 points a game. Last 8 games, it's down to 16. They've totally changed their identity. They're more defense than they are offense now, and they've been running the ball with more effectiveness. 2 games against the Rams this season gave you, game one, a total of just 39 points were put up, and then the last time they got together, they only scored a grand total of 29 points. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game, so I'm going to go under. I'm also going to play 2 under props. Russell Wilson under 253.5 passing yards, and DK Metcalf, the Seattle wide receiver, under 60.5 receiving yards. Their numbers have taken a significant hit over the last half of the season and the last quarter of the season. And Russell Wilson doesn't have a lot of success throwing for a ton of yards against the Rams. He hasn't done it in any of the last 3 games, putting up enough to get over this total here, 253.5. Ever since Jalen Ramsey came over in the trade with Jacksonville, it's changed the dynamic. And that's going to be the guy shadowing DK Metcalf. 2 games this year against Ramsey. Ramsey's kept him under 60 yards both times. So that's what we're going to play there. We're going to go under Russell Wilson passing yards, under DK Metcalf receiving yards, under for the game, 42.5. As we move to Tampa Bay, Washington, be careful about laying 8 points on the road with the Buccaneers, okay? This is just the 4th time in NFL history, since the merger, I should say. Since the merger, just the 4th time that a team is going on the road in the playoffs, laying 6 or more points. In the previous 3 instances, not only did that team fail to cover the spread each time, they lost outright each time. The last time we saw it was when Pittsburgh went to Denver and played Tim Tebow. Tebow beat him in the wild card game. The game before that was the Beastquake game when the Saints were in Seattle. They were a 10-point favorite and lost outright. And then the other game was in 2000 when the Greatest Show on Turf went to New Orleans and lost outright as well. So this is a tough spot. Washington's defense has the blueprint for how you beat Tom Brady. It's what the Saints did to him twice this year. It's what the Rams did to him. Consistent pressure up the middle. Brady's going to throw an interception in this game, too. I'd play that prop. Brady over half an interception. It's like -120. He's thrown interceptions. I think he's got 12 picks this year. It's the most he's thrown in a season in 14 years. You got to go all the way back in 2009. I think he threw 13 picks. So he's been a little bit more opportunistic. Washington, 5th most interceptions on defense this year. I don't think Washington's going to be able to move the ball as well. And Tampa Bay's offense defense is better than expected. So I would play under 45 points in that game. I'd also play the prop that Tom Brady throws an interception. Moving to Sunday, I am going to play the Titans +3.5 over the Ravens. narrative coming into this game is very simple. Everyone says Baltimore's red hot. Everyone says Tennessee's defense stinks. Okay, great. Let's look at how red hot Baltimore is. They've won five straight. They played nobody. They played Jacksonville. They played Cincinnati. They should beat those teams. The only team in that five-game winning streak that they beat that's in the playoffs is Cleveland. And that game came down to the wire, which is exactly why I want 3.5 points in my pocket. And remember something. For as bad as Tennessee's pass defense is, Baltimore's the least equipped team in the NFL to take advantage of it. Nobody threw the ball fewer times this year than the Baltimore Ravens. So that's what Tennessee's going to do. Stack the box, try to defend the run, dare Lamar Jackson to beat them through the air in this game. And if he can do it, great. But I have my doubts because I've seen them play twice in the last year. Playoffs last year, regular season this year. Tennessee won both times. I'll take the points with the Tennessee Titans. This game opened 4. Everyone talks about how red-hot Baltimore is, and then immediately Tennessee money comes in, which should tell you plenty. Chicago and New Orleans, we already talked about. I played the under in that game. And then the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, I'm going to lay the points with Pittsburgh. I don't love it because the Steelers haven't looked very good the last month of the season. I think you could tease this game with Buffalo, and you'd put yourself in a good situation. But ultimately, not only is Kevin Stefanski out, who many people think is the coach of the year for the Cleveland Browns, he's also the play caller. Joel Bitonio's out for this game. He's their offensive guard. Of every offensive guard in the NFL, Bitonio ranks first, in win rate on passing downs. He's great in pass protection. Pittsburgh brings the pressure better than anybody in the NFL. So if Bitonio's out, that's going to be a big problem for Baker Mayfield, who's already down his head coach and his play caller. Olivier Vernon is out on defense with an Achilles injury for the Cleveland Browns. They struggle generating pass rush. So you already struggled to get after Roethlisberger, and you're going to be down a key pass rusher. You're going to be going against the best pressure team in the NFL, and you're down a key blocker. That's a mess when it comes to the trenches. Pittsburgh's been looking ahead to this game for 2 weeks. When you look at Cleveland, they still had the win last week against Pittsburgh, who wasn't even trying. It still came down to a two-point conversion. I'd lay the 6 with the Steelers.
And Joe, Cody Parkey is kicking in the playoffs for the first time since the double doink. So,
oh God,
there was trouble.
There was absolutely no way I was going to bring that up to your great listeners. There was no way I was going to mention that name on these airwaves, but you did it, and yes, I completely agree. Special teams edge to Pittsburgh, no doubt.
Was that the last time the Eagles won in the playoffs, Joe?
Don't get me started on that. Watching them on Sunday night was just such a treat to see what they were up to. It's like the second Hurts was about to make a play, they had to get him out of there because they had to protect this coveted draft pick, which is going to be so important to turning around the fortunes of the organization. Let me tell you something. In Philadelphia, and for those listening, you know, I grew up a Philly fan. It took 7 years for everybody to turn on the Phillies after they won the World Series. The Eagles were like, hold my beer. Everybody turned on them in 3 years after the Super Bowl. It is amazing how they lost the goodwill of everybody in that city in such a short amount of time.
They could trade that pick for a guy named Nick Foles, and everyone would be on board, buddy. He had a lot of success.
Probably. Hey, you know what? At this point, why not? Like, that's the thing. I don't want to hear the whys anymore. I want to hear the why nots. Bring them back. Whatever you want to do, Philadelphia. I'm sure there's going to be a grand, elaborate plan. And like always, no one's going to take responsibility for anything. It's going to be everybody else's fault. Don't worry. We're all moving in the right direction. Can't wait for all the end-of-season press conferences.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe, you're the best. Thank
Great
you, pal.
Great stuff.
Lay the points with Alabama in the first half Monday night. They're an absolute freight train in the first half. That's the play I'm making for the national title game. Bama -4 in the first half. Love you guys. Go Bears. Have a great weekend.
All righty. That is Joe Fortenbaugh. I love that. That was no wonder Dustin recommended that earlier in the week. He talked to Joe. Gosh,
of
Dustin.
Of course.
Figured out.
Lay Bama.
You've been
All right.
found out.
Good advice.
Jeff Joniak will join us next. We'll talk to the voice of the Bears. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.